Hi, guys. My name is Lauren Spurt. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from pride, control, fear, and lust. Hey, guys. Like I said, my name is Lauren, and I'm a senior at Lake Highlands High School. I grew up in a Christian home with a loving mom, dad, and brother. I went to church on Sundays, but most of the time, we were just going through the motions of being churchgoers. At home, my dad was struggling with alcohol abuse. Mondays through Thursdays were pretty great. I went to Christian private school, so we'd be reciting verses and all that good stuff. And KLTY on repeat. But on the weekends, our house took an entire 180. It was really common for my brother and I to overhear fights between our parents or even watch our mom escort our drunk dad to their bed like mid-dinner meal. So that was just really normal for me. I didn't really see any like problem with that because that's all I really knew growing up. But it was really evident how this tore our family. And I started to compare my family to other families and realize that like their dads don't get escorted from the dinner table. And so just like seeing the differences in that. But I was in first grade when I accepted Jesus into my heart. My teacher explained to us about the gift of eternal life. And I had a huge fear of death and FOMO because all my friends went up there. So I decided to go to the front of the room and accept Jesus. But I had no concept. I had no idea what I was doing and no concept of the fullness of God and the way he would transform my family and I's lives. After first grade, I switched schools to Cormdeo, which was a homeschool co-op situation. I was taught the history of the Bible and how what I was being taught in church and school was all connected. I was in the third grade when my dad got arrested for a DWI and decided to turn his life around. He started participating in our lives and was pouring all of his time into the Word and to our family. It was incredible to see how centering our house on the Lord changed everything. I was able to see my parents lean into the Lord together and be poured into by community. This being modeled in our home was super encouraging and prepared me for sixth grade when I was able to experience community on my own. I was put into a Watermark small group when, for the first time, I was challenged to open my Bible and actually pursue the Lord. I was finally making my religion a relationship and seeing the fullness of God through Scripture. The way my leaders called us to authenticity and demonstrated that in their own lives is super cool. I had built a lot of head knowledge over the years, but I didn't really start connecting my head to my heart until eighth grade. Eighth grade is when I got serious about my walk with the Lord. I actually began to open my Bible and read about the graciousness of God. I also became closer with the girls in my small group who reminded me of this. I found out this year that I'd be transferring to Lake Highlands for high school. It was super sweet year as I just prepared myself for the brokenness of the world that I had been sheltered from for so long. I prayed every day for months before my first day of freshman year. I prayed that I would find favor with the people at Lake Highlands. And I really had just prepared myself for 4 years of missionless or community-less mission work and just loneliness. Like I really thought I'd go in and just 4 years in and out, get it done, and just not have very many friends. But the sweet part of the story is that I immediately found favor with people at Lake Highlands. The community just fell right into my lap, and I found like-minded friends who almost instantly started pouring into me and walking alongside me in my walk with the Lord. Through this high and the busyness of real school, I slowly began to lose sight of the Lord. The brokenness of the world consumed me, and my pride, people-pleasing, and self-righteousness became very evident in my life. Sophomore year was really rough. All the success from freshman year had faded. I had completely built my identity on what Lake Highlands said I was, and soon discovered how fleeting that really was. I was empty without those titles. I became lonely and really bitter. I couldn't fix myself, so I turned to friends to fill that void and avoided going to the Lord for anything. It wasn't till one night at small group, first semester of my junior year, that everything kind of clicked. I realized that I had been what had been leaving me so empty. My pride was hindering me from going to the feet of Jesus, and I was buying into the lie that I could do everything on my own strength. Galatians 2:20 says, "For I've been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me." After realizing that my own selfish ambition and desire for attention was what burned almost all my friendships sophomore year and left me more resentful than ever, I became really sad. I focused on school and isolated in hopes to work on myself independently. My brother had gone to Region that fall and encouraged me to sign up in the spring. So I signed up and I was just super excited to be fixed and just get out of this like trench I felt like I had dug myself in of just like sadness and just like regret. But Region did not fix me. Jesus did. Region, though, was a huge humbling turning point in my faith. I was finally able to see patterns in my sin and restore broken friendships through mends. I had never confronted my sin before or even thought about being broken because I always had, like, the perfect Sunday school answer to everything and was at every Watermark event they offered. And so I didn't even consider being broken. I was bitter and self-righteous, trying to prove to others through my actions that I was perfect. Psalms 51:17 says, "The sacrifice you desire is a broken and contrite heart. You will not despise a broken and humbled heart, God." The Lord cannot work through a heart that thinks it's okay and thinks it doesn't need him. He can only work through brokenness. Sinning, inventory, and amends are not over when these 12 weeks end. I sure thought it was. Post-region, I acted like every sin I committed got some sort of pass because I knew the root of the sin and had an understanding of what was going on and knew where the idol was in the situation, but that's just so far from the truth. I fall short of the glory of God all the time. I still continue to gossip, lie, lust, fall into temptation, and all of the things. I am the adulterous wife, and I am a Pharisee. Every day, my flesh despises the Lord and is an enemy to him. But the Lord wants me, all of me. He wants the lust, the fear of abandonment, the control, the pride, the self-righteousness. I'll continue to stumble, but I'll continue to say that the Lord is good, and that is the beauty of it all. So thank you for listening.